Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Damn.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain.
Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain.
Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man.
When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man.
And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Sunday, March the 12th of 2017, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, wasn't really planning on doing a show today, but as you know, hey, things happen, things change. So, my brothers and sisters, we want to talk about something that's very important. That is, people should not, or you should not, put new wine into an old wineskin. Now, if you come from a religious background, man, you've heard that scripture 1,000 times about Yahushua was addressing a particular group of people. And he was confronted about the religious practices, if you will. And what's interesting is we have that same confrontation going on today. So with my program and what I do every day is I try to assist people with overcoming their limiting beliefs or their current behavior or people that are stuck in a old paradigm. See, it is a matter of the old mindset or the old behavior that doesn't fit the new resolution. Let me say that again. What is going on right now is your old mindset doesn't fit your new resolution. Now, that is the same way of saying, from a religious perspective or a biblical perspective, you can't put old wine in a new wineskin. So your current mentality doesn't fit your new reality. That is what we are addressing, what I'll be addressing during my shows, during my books, and doing my one-on-ones and my counseling and everything that I do. And again, if you're not a part of this, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so we can make sure that we make you a part of this. Because what is happening is you're trying to put new wine in an old wineskin. And that dog don't hunt. But if we really look at it, this old mindset or this old behavior that doesn't fit this new resolution is the concern. So we have to really look at this old mindset, this old behavior. Because, see, you have this old mindset. And there's nothing wrong with it because we all have a mindset. We all have a ruling disposition. But as that saying goes, you can't solve a problem with the same mindset that created the problem. Now, that's the same thing as saying that you have an old mindset. So this old mindset is what we are talking about today. So you have this old mindset, this old wine, but you want to put this old mindset, this old wine, into a new vehicle or a new car or a new resolution. So you have an old mindset or an old behavior that doesn't fit this new resolution or this new agenda. Now, my brothers and my sisters, it's very important to understand that this old mindset is the issue or the concern. But as I've been talking about now since we started this program, the old mindset is the issue that does not want to easily go away. So do you have an old mindset or an old behavior that doesn't fit your new direction or your new resolution? So the problem is that your new resolution is not the issue or the concern. What is the issue or the concern is the old wine or the old mindset. Now, this old mindset, again, has to be replaced. It has to be regened. It has to be regenerated. It has to be removed. That, again, coping mechanism that you currently have doesn't fit the new reality that you are currently in. So let's say, for example, you get into a new relationship, but you get into a new relationship with the old mindset. That dog won't hunt. Let's say, for example, you get into a new job, but you go to a new job with that old mindset. That dog won't hunt. Let's say you get into a new belief system, but you got your old mindset. That dog won't hunt. So you see, my brothers and sisters, if you're trying to put new wine into a trimmer body, let's say you want to lose weight, and you want to put this new wine, for example, everybody makes New Year resolutions. Now, we're not too far into the New Year. This is March. We just had a New Year in January. And so we put a new resolution, but we didn't establish a new mindset. And so we got these new resolutions, but these new resolutions are not being fulfilled. These new resolutions keep getting broken. And the weight, because we made the new resolution, to lose weight, and we had a New Year's resolution to trim down, and we made a vow that after the holidays was over, we was going to go to the gym, and we was going to change our diet. We made all of these new resolutions. But we never stopped and changed our new way of thinking. And so in order to address a permanent change in your weight, you have to create a permanent change in your mind that results in a permanent change in the way that you eat. So trying to put new wine into a trimmer body, or trying to put new thoughts into the old wineskin of the old established and the old behavior and the negative habit pattern, the core imprint that is ingrained in your spirit, that is ingrained in your soul. It is a familiar spirit that has been passed down from generation to generation to generation that is ingrained in you, which is fast food or poor eating pattern. So you have a poor eating pattern that cannot bring you to this new resolution. So your poor eating pattern cannot bring about a new resolution of a trimmer body. But you made the new resolution anyway. And you committed to this new resolution. And after repeated failure, hope deferred waxes the heart cold. And then you start beating yourself up. And what you feel about, you bring about. These habits, this poor eating pattern, in this example, if it's left unchecked, it gets stronger and stronger the more you make a resolution and fail. Every time you fail, you reconfirm that negative habit pattern. So every time you make a resolution without first addressing the core imprint, all you're doing is reinforcing your negative eating pattern. So every year, you are actually making yourself worse in the area, at least in this example, because we never did what I am doing, and that is you've never addressed and removed your limiting beliefs, that negative habit pattern. Now, we can sit here and we can talk about it all day, and I can identify it to you, but that's not going to stop you from eating bad, because it's ingrained, it's subconscious, it's in your DNA, it's a cellular level issue. So how many times have we said something like, I'm trying, or I'm tired of procrastinating? How many times have you said that, man, I'm tired of doing this? Now, if it was as simple as a matter of conscious willpower, then we would not be having this show. Everybody would be wealthy, everybody would be healthy, everybody would be wise, everybody would be in a great relationship. At least I know I would, because I'm one of the most bulldoggish individuals on the planet. When I set my will to something, man, it's like a bulldog latching onto a bone. Even that doesn't work because it's temporary. Because what is it? It's a coping mechanism. Only when you fully understand what is really going on at the level of your unconscious behavior can you take control and bring your willpower, which is a book I've sent everybody, The Science of Willpower. That's when you read that book. That's why I haven't started talking about that book, because we're still in the stage of going in and addressing conscious behavior that everybody is oscillating and vibrating. Because let me make sure, because if it was just a matter of faith, if it was just a matter of confidence, if it was just a matter of willpower, if it was just a matter of environment, if it was just a matter of money, if it was just a matter of hooking up with somebody, you know, that was in a better position, if it was just a matter of all the stuff that I've done all that stuff, all of it. I tried it all, brother. I tried it all. Guess what? No. Still broke. Still unhealthy. Still dumb as a box of rocks. Still in a bad relationship. So there's something else going on. Because the reason that I developed the Clarinomics Temple Building Blueprint for Success, because I got tired of being sick and tired. I wasn't interested in actually helping anybody else out. But then when I saw what was going on in my own life, and I saw how it was like bringing up all of these issues, and I saw how I was scared to death, and I saw how I came up to this same point in my life, and I had to make a decision, and I couldn't do it. I saw how I was talking a good game, but when it came time to step up to the plate, yeah. That was something that was limiting my belief. You can't put new ideals into an old mind. You can't. You can't put new results into an old behavior. You can't. I'm sorry. I tried it. Now, I know you're going to try too. But after you finish bumping your head up against the wall, you need to email me at masterteacher33@gmail.com. Because this is what is happening. See, the Cosmic Grotto is good at what he does. I ain't mad at him. That's his job. I was watching Doctor Strange last night for like about the third time. I'm thinking I'll watch it again. So Doctor Strange says something that is very profound and very important in this movie. That is the underlying theme in this movie, Doctor Strange, because it talks about how a gentleman who has this great skill set, and then he loses this skill set, and he wants to get it back. And his skill set was he was a great surgeon. He could use his hands. And so I don't want to spoil the movie for you, Doctor Strange, if you haven't seen it. But the Bible says the entire movie of Doctor Strange can be worded this way. In my weakness, he's made strong. So Doctor Strange's strength was his intelligence and his ability to focus. That was his greatest weakness, because that intelligence, the thing that made him a great surgeon in the world, made him a weakling when it came to metaphysics and the spiritual realm. And so you and I have the same concern. So what you're doing is you're trying to use your natural behavior to establish a spiritual result. That is why it's not working for you. So we all are fighting. We are trying to put new wine into our old wineskin. The new wine is what I'm talking about. The new wine is spiritual wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. The old wineskin is your old way of doing things. So your old way for the movie Doctor Strange, his intellect and his ability to use his intelligence was the old wineskin. He was trying to put his new reality, his new spirituality, into his old way of thinking. That doesn't work. And many of us are making that same mistake today. Many of us are trying to put this new wine into our old wineskin. And it is because of that. You have this old mindset or this old behavior that doesn't fit your new resolution. So you have a new ideal. What is your new ideal? Your new ideal is wealthy. So you're using your old mindset, your old way of thinking, your current, everything that you've done from birth up to now, you're using that behavior, that skill set, to establish a new reality. That bird, that dog, don't hunt. So what the Bible is trying to say, what Jesus was trying to tell you, is the same thing that I've been trying to tell everybody that's part of my program. You need new thoughts and a new temple in order to go to this new level. Now, your old thoughts and your old belief system are the things that is preventing you from operating on your new level. That's exactly like in the movie Doctor Strange. So Matthew chapter 9, verse 17 is one of the most profound scriptures when it comes to behavior modification. Now, Luke 5 is mentioned in different places throughout the Bible. Luke 5:37 says, "No one pours new wine into an old wineskin. If he does, the new wine will burst the new skin, the wine will spill, and the wineskin will be ruined." That's what's happening in your life. That's what's happening in my life. So Luke 5:38 says, "Instead, new wine must be poured into a new wineskin." So, brothers and sisters, you got a new resolution, a new resolution. Your new resolution is, I want to be wealthy. So that's your new resolution. So, but your current thoughts, your current behavior can't be used to bring about that new resolution. You got to think differently. You can't solve a problem with the same thinking that created the problem. So the problem is when you try to change your thinking, the old way of thinking won't allow you to do it. The old way of thinking is going to keep coming up and keep coming up. So that's why the first thing you got to do is you got to address the old mindset or the old behavior. The old mindset, the old behavior doesn't fit your new resolution. The old you can't go to the promised land. I'm sorry. Well, I'm not sorry, but I'm just going to tell you the truth. The way you're thinking right now, what you've been doing all your life, you can't take that into the presence of God. That doesn't work. You can't go into the holies of holies, man, with the mindset that you currently have. It doesn't work. I tried it. It doesn't work. And so you can't change your mindset. So we got a conundrum. We got a problem. I'm telling you to change your mindset, but you can't change your mindset because there is a core imprint. There is a negative habit pattern that is subconscious. So until we address that negative habit pattern that is below the consciousness, it's not even while we are talking, you're not even aware of it. It only comes up whenever you try to exceed it. Mark 2:22 says the same thing. They asked Jesus, and Jesus made this mysterious statement. Jesus says, no one puts new wine into an old wineskin, otherwise the wine will burst the skin, and the wine will be lost. And so are the skins. New wine into fresh wineskins. That's Mark 2:22. So Luke is mentioning, it's mentioned in Matthew, it's mentioned in Mark, and it's mentioned in all the four Gospels. But right before that, Jesus was talking about fasting. But the issue is not about fasting. He wasn't talking about fasting. He was talking about the religious or the rituals, the tradition that is a part of the old paradigm. What Jesus is addressing is the old paradigm, the old pattern, the negative habit pattern. He was trying to break through to them the way I'm trying to break through to you today. He was telling his disciples and the people that were around him, you can't put new ideas into an old brain. Your nerve and your neurons have to be regenerated. That's the purpose of this program that I have. I'm growing new brain cells. It's called neuroplasticity. So I'm putting new ideas into the mind that forces your synapses to activate dormant brain cells and to grow new ones. You can't get new results with old behavior. Let me just say that again. I don't know why, you know, it appears to me, or it seems like it should be common sense, but common sense is not common. So I got my old behavior. Now I want to create a new relationship. I want a better relationship. Let me just use myself for example. Let's say I promised my wife, okay, baby, I'm going to do better. So I want to change my behavior. I want to treat my wife better. But how can I get better results if I got the same old behavior? You can't put new ideas and expect those new ideas to take root and to grow seed in a bad environment. But every day I talk to people, and it breaks my heart because I know that they mean well, but they don't understand what they are up against. So you are up against something that you've been doing for 20, 30, 40 years, and you make a new disposition, and we've been talking now for, what, a month, 2 months, and you're angry, you're pissed off, you're upset because the program is not working. You have no idea that your brain has been totally transformed, and like everybody, you think the race is won to the swift, and it's not. I got people who been listening to my program for 3 years and just now finally making a breakthrough. Because whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it also swings to the right. The tallest buildings have the deepest foundations. So if you're very tall, if you got a lot of ego, you got a lot of arrogance, you got a lot of cockiness, brother, sister, you got to dig deep. You got to build a deep foundation to override and get the humility that's going to override the arrogance that you currently have. You can't get new results with old behavior. Let me say that again. You can't get new results with the old way of thinking. You can't. Now, I know we would like to, but unfortunately, that's not how the system works. You can't get new results. What is the new result? Wealth. What is the new result? Health. What is the new result? Wisdom. What is the new result? Great relationship. So that's the result. That's the goal. But unfortunately, the role, the pattern, I got the same pattern. I got the same role. So I'm playing the same role that I did that established the old goal. But I got a new goal, but I got the same role. So I'm playing the role. Let's go to my relationship. So I found out, I was playing the role of a master teacher. And I should have been playing the role of a master husband. But I didn't do that in my relationship. And so the relationship didn't work. So now I come back and I establish a new goal. But I'm still attached to the old role of being a master teacher. So I got the same role. I put on the same hat, put on the same clothes, and I go to a new job. And I wonder why it doesn't work. So I'm a fireman, but I'm going to a police officer's job. Now, I used to be a fireman. I worked at the fire station. I did. Now, this is an example. And I did everything that firemen do. I'm a trained, certified, licensed fireman. All I know is how to put out fires. I'm supposed to go to a police job and to protect and serve. No fires there. I'm dealing with people, not buildings. But I got the mindset of a fireman, and I'm in the job of a police officer. I will not be successful in that job. That is why we are not being successful in our lives, because we got the wrong disposition. We are attached to the wrong goal. We have the wrong pattern. We have the wrong behavior in the pursuit of a new ideal. You can't put new ideals into old minds. You can't put new wine into old wineskins, brother. You can't put new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skin. You are going to self-destruct. Now, the reason that you're going to self-destruct is we have to think about the properties of wine and wineskins. See, a wine, when it is new, is in a state of fermentation. That means it bubbles up and it expands, and this fermentation releases gases. And when these gases are released from the wine, it bursts or it expands the wine skin. And the wine skin that's new can absorb this expansion. A new wine skin can absorb a new consciousness. A new consciousness, new perception, new awareness. Fermentation is the process of expansion. So to put fresh wine into an old wineskin, you're asking for trouble, because the old wineskin has already taken the shape and the form of the old wine. It is no longer palatable. It is no longer plastic. Your brain has neuroplasticity, means that it can expand. It is not fixed. But the old brain is. So you have to grow new brain cells, because your old brain cells are fixed. They're brittle. They're old. They will break if you put new consciousness into an old brain. The activity of new wine causes stress to old brain. The activity of new thoughts causes stress to old brains. So I got to grow new brain cells. I got to activate a new neurological network. I got to establish part and activate a dormant part of the brain. So the old behavior, the old neurons, the old synapses, the old part of my brain, I'm leaving dormant. I'm not going to even try to put a new consciousness into an old neuron. That neuron is going to shatter. So I have to generate. Thankfully, you've only used 10% of your brain. You got 90% left that you can expand, expose, and express. That's what Jesus was saying. You got tradition. That paradigm doesn't work. That old paradigm, that's that old negative habit. That no. So what do? It's just like when you're walking down a trail. If everybody walked down the same trail, there's a path there. Grass doesn't grow because there's repeated foot walking on that path. Your brain is the same. A neural net is a path that has been established because of repeated thoughts. So repeated thoughts of fear establish a neurological network of fear inside of the brain. So instead of using fear to override fear, we totally abandon that path. That neurological network is going to be overgrown with neurological grass because we're not on that neurological path that takes us to that neurological pasture. Now we are on a different path, but there's no trail. So we're going to blaze a brand new trail. At first, we got to clear all of the weeds. At first, it's going to be a little scary because you're going where no man, no woman has boldly gone before. You are establishing a brand new neurological network. You're establishing a brand new neural net. You're establishing a brand new brain matter. So the more you walk down that path, the more you wear out the grass that's overgrown and you establish your own trail, your own neurological network, your own synapses, your own dendrites inside of your brain will be activated. Next thing you know, you're going to have a white matter or gray brain matter. You're going to have a mass of neurons that is a ruling disposition. And that ruling disposition, if you put it underneath an EKG machine, if you go have an MRI done, you will be able to see it in your brain. It'll look like a white mass. It's going to look like a conjugation. It'll look like a congregation. It's a bunch of neurons. They all get together, and they're having church inside of your head. And what they're all doing is they're all on the same frequency. They're all on the same vibration. They're all on this new consciousness, this new way of thinking that says, I am wealthy. The old way of thinking that says, I'm not wealthy, is going to starve. And you're going to neglect that. See, the old demons never go away. In the movie Doctor Strange, his guru said this. I've been saying it for 25 years, so it was a confirmation for me. Them old demons, dispositions, and behaviors you got, they never go away. You rise above them. You don't feed them. They are there waiting for you to slip up and feed them. So you cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. Because that ruling disposition is waiting for a neurological meal. And that old behavior that is lying dormant will be regenerated if you feed it. Put new ideals into an old mindset. You can't get new results with an old behavior. This is the comparison that Yahushua was making when he was talking about the wine and the new wineskin. Because remember, new wine goes through the process of fermentation. So new thoughts, new ideals expand the brain. It expands your consciousness. But the old brain can't handle it. So you can't use the old brain. You got to use the new brain. See, the old brain is fixed. The new brain is not. The new brain is still plausible. It still has its plasticity, still can expand. And so, my brothers and sisters, we have to make sure that we can wrap our brain around this, because every new year, everybody makes resolutions. we can boldly articulate these new resolutions. These are new neurological pathways that we want to establish, but we have old behavior, and we're trying to establish a new resolution. You cannot bring about a new resolution with an old behavior. Yahushua took this opportunity when he said this, that in order for you to really change from a consciousness of living by some type of tradition, poverty, yeah, 'cause that's all it is a tradition, of sickness, it's just a tradition, of ignorance, it's just a tradition, bad relationships, it's just a tradition. In order for you to stop living on that conscious level of lack, you have to oscillate and vibrate on a conscious level of being authentically you. Meaning, you got to vibrate on a level of abundance. Now, the question is, how do we do that? See, many people make resolutions. Many people decide that they want to change. Many people, as I said before, they got great willpower. They got great confidence. They got great faith. They got great resolve. They got great friends. They watch great movies. They got a great mantras. They got great, you know, yoga techniques. They got, you know, great sage. They got great, you know, chromatics. They got great color. They understand, you know, quartz and crystals. They got amplifiers. They got all these techniques, just like in the movie Doctor Strange. They got all this stuff. But they still fail. Do you think it's a matter of willpower? If it was, I'd be a multi-billionaire right now. Is it a matter of confidence? Is it a matter of clarity? Is it a matter of certainty? What about focus, discipline, and order? Those are all coping mechanisms that assist in moving you in the direction of the goal. But is those things new wine? Remember, new wine has an attribute that focus, discipline, and order, willpower, confidence, self-esteem don't have. New wine has the fermentation process. New wine has certain properties only found when something goes through this fermentation process. Now, during this process of turning grape juice into wine, something happens to the grape. It releases something called gases. Now, I'm not a wine grower, so I'm not going to sit here and try to blow smoke and try to act like I know the process of this chemical formula for making wine. But what I do know is when you turn grape juice, the process of turning grape juice into wine, alcohol, is called the process of fermentation. And it's interesting because they say that you got to add something called yeast. It's like a bacteria. It's something that allows the grape to ferment. And so this fermentation process inside of wine, it transforms. And it's interesting because the Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so the same fermentation process that the grape goes through is the same fermentation process that the mind must go through. And it is during this fermentation process that the yeast trans, pours or transforms sugars that are present in the grape juice into ethanol or carbon dioxide, which is a process or byproduct, and it is through this fermentation process that the levels of oxygen again starts this process, and it changes it from a juice into alcohol. But notice, my brothers and sisters, that during the fermentation process, and this is important, because if you don't go through this fermentation process in your mind, you cannot have this fermentation process in reality. Now, this is a metabolic. This is how I end up being a meta position. It is a meta process. That's why you need metanoia. You cannot have paranoia. The process of turning grape juice into wine is the same process of turning poverty into wealth. It is the same process of turning fear into faith. It is the same process of turning a fat man into a skinny man. It's the same process of turning a chicken into an eagle. It's the same process of turning a bad relationship into a good one. It's the same process of turning sickness into health. The Bible says, be ye transformed. In the Greek, that word is metamorpho. Notice the emphasis on the word meta. For a grape to turn into alcohol, it must go through a metabolic process. This metabolic process converts sugar into gas, changes the molecular structure. The same way water turns into ice, and ice turns into steam. It is the same metabolic process. It has the same form or chemical makeup, but it changes form. So I want to keep my chemistry, but I want to change my form. Be ye transformed. The Bible says in Philippians 2:5, put on the mind of Christ. Lord, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form, did not consider robbery to be equal with God. So until you take on the form of God, you cannot be equal with God. It is the form of God. It is the metabolic process that the grape goes through that changes its molecular structure into a gas or alcohol. It only occurs because of, again, this oxygen-starved environment that produces what is called fermentation. Now, brothers and sisters, make sure you understand what I just said. Because it is this ethanol or this alcoholic fermentation. It is a biological process which converts sugars into glucose, into fructose, into sucrose, into cellular energy called ethanol. Notice the energy, notice that the process is cellular. So as I've been saying before, and as I have in my book, Cleronomics, the only reason that you're not changing, brothers and sisters, the only reason that you're not going from poverty to wealth is because you're not dealing with it on a cellular level. You have not removed that core limiting belief that was passed down to you from generation to generation to generation. See, it's called a family liar. It's called a familiar spirit in the Bible. See, the word familiar spirit, it means the word familiar. The word familiar is spelled F-I-L-I-M, and then liar. So it's the word family liar. See, I look at my father, and so the Bible says that the sins of the father is passed down to the son. And I look at my son, and the same shizness I did, my son is doing it. My sons. Because if I don't kill this demon, it's inherited by my sons. Did you watch the Bruce Lee movie? So Bruce Lee is in the sons. So if I don't slay this demon, guess what? My son going to inherit the demon. And the word demon just means disposition. The word disposition is a mental disposition. It's the way that you think, brother. Ain't got nothing to do with no freaking devils and demons. It's your mentality that determines your reality. And if you don't change your mentality, brother, you can't change your reality. And you can't change your mentality because there's a core limiting belief system that's buried in your subconscious brain that have you on an automatic pattern. It's called a fear mechanism. It's called a fear paradigm. And so what I'm addressing in my own life and what I'm addressing in the life of my clients, which I highly recommend that if you're not one, that you email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, because we're dealing with family liars. We're dealing with familiar spirits. And it forces you to address the issue. And I got people that's been in the program, and they are now having difficulties. I had one brother that said, "Doc, I'm sorry, man. I know what you're doing. The program works, but the program called up some demons and dispositions that I can't deal with. So I'm out. You can keep the $5,000. And he left. So what I'm talking about, this is not no picnic. I did the same thing. 25 times in my first marriage, I packed up my shitness and left. 25 times in a 30-year relationship. I'm in my second marriage. What happened? I've left 3 times already. Packed up my shit is enough. Why? I come to the same demon, that same disposition. Now, I've mastered it in the areas of wealth. What was the demon I had to deal with wealth? Self-image. I had zero self-image. When I looked in the mirror, what did I see? I saw a freaking loser. I hated my skin color. I wanted to be white. All my life on a subconscious level, because if it's white, it's right. I was raised in the hood, and everybody that had money was white. Nobody had to freaking tell me, man. This is not learned by reading in no book. This is learned by, so I experienced white people had money, black people didn't. So I grew up and I wanted to be white. Now, did I say that with my mouth? No, but look at my freaking actions. So what I'm telling you today, brothers, is that there's an experience that happened to you as a child that is ruining and it is destroying your life. That 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old kid is sitting in the seat of your soul and he's driving in an adult car. So you got a 6-year-old driving a freaking Lamborghini and you're wondering why you're crashing and burning. Because you got to deal with that 6-year-old pain. But what happened to you when you were 6? What did your father do to you? What did your mother do to you? Somebody ignored you. Somebody abused you. Somebody neglected you. Somebody planted the seeds in you that has now been watered by the environment and the Reverend Dr. Bishop, and now it's a full-grown disposition. You can't put new wine in an old wineskin. You cannot make a new resolution that says, I want to be wealthy. And then you proceed to use the old way of thinking to obtain new wealth. It doesn't work. That dog don't hunt. You can't get new results with old behavior. I tried. Damn near 60 years old, still making the same damn mistakes. The devil is a liar. Do you have an old mindset or an old behavior that doesn't fit your new resolution? I did. And when I saw it, I couldn't believe it. Because do you know that every day your wealth is just like the stock market? So if I wake up, I could have a $1 million mindset yesterday and make money and wake up today and feel people only follow people who vibrate on the level of abundance. Money is the result in your value. Since you have no self-worth, you have no net worth. Since you see no value in yourself, you see no value in your product, you see no value in your service, you see no value in your information, that's why you can give it away for free. I remember the first time I opened my studio in New Mexico, and my first wife told me, why are you selling your 8x10s for $10? Everybody else was selling them for $60. I didn't understand. I just told her, hey, babe, I just want to make it a discount. I want to be, I just want to provide a service. See, that's the lie. That is what is called a coping mechanism. It allows you to cope with the fact that you're not, and you know you're not. So the first thing you got to do is stop lying to yourself. You got to tell yourself, I am worthy. But then you got to have something to back it up. See, this is what I did. I went back to my system and I said, you know what? Why do I got 50 books? And one of my clients who's a multimillionaire, and I won't say his name because he may be listening, he told me, say, Doc, I love you, dog. Man, your stuff is great. But you selling your books, your products, and your service, and I've been telling this to my group, and I'm going to, this is because this changed my life. Now, he was a white man. When he told me this, I just cried and cried and cried. This is my client who's paying me $100 an hour. He told me, Doc, never look a man, said, never look down at a man. Never look up at a man. Cross at that man. So let me tell you the same thing that I learned, brother, when it comes to wealth. I don't look freaking down on nobody. I damn sure don't look up at nobody no more. I look the man in the freaking eye. Now, you saying that you do, but your behavior tells me that you don't. Because you're not charging, you're not asking for, and you're not delivering. You know what else he told me? He said, that's the reason that you don't charge nothing for your product and your service and your information is because that lets you off the hook. You don't have to deliver on your product, on your service, and on your information. Now, I've got people paying me $5,000 to be a part of my Clarinomic Temple Building program right now. So you mean to tell me if somebody gives me $5,000 that I can just mail them their stuff late? I don't have to deliver? No. If I'm taking $5,000 in capital, I got to return $10,000 in results. I got to give more in use value than I receive in monetary value. That's how the universe works. And your subconscious know that. And your subconscious know that your product, your service, that you are not at the level. So your subconscious would not allow you to sell nothing because your subconscious know that you don't have the belief to deliver and give more than you receive because the universe says give and it shall be given. Whatever measure that you give, that same measure is going to be measured back to you. So once I figured out, now remember, you cannot go up a level until somebody in that level invites you up. What does that mean? When I was a police officer, I went through this FBI training, and they said it was called hidden codes and social norms. So if you don't know the hidden codes of wealth, you can't be wealthy. Only people who are wealthy know the hidden codes of wealth. They're like black people. If you go to the hood and you ain't black, you don't know the hidden codes of being black. So you go to the hood, like let's say Hispanic. You go to the Hispanic community. First time I went to Hispanic culture, I didn't know that if somebody offered you food, you take it. So I went into this guy, you know, hey, about 30 Hispanic dudes was in there. I walked in. I'm his case manager. So, hey, I'm there to make sure that your home is correct and that you're doing what you're supposed to do or you go back to jail, homie. So I thought I was running into stuff. So I go in there, and his grandmother's grandmother, like this old Hispanic lady, walked up to me, and she said something in Spanish. She said, yeah, mijo, blah, 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 blah. And then they gave me a plate, and everybody stopped and looked at me. And again, by law, we cannot take anything. And I said, no, I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to take anything. He walked over there. He licked me now. Now, this is a Mexican mafia member tatted up from the head to his toes. He said, bro, you want to take that plate? You want to eat it because you're disrespecting my grandmother. And I know you are here on official duty. And I know you my PO. But you're not going to walk out that door if you disrespect my family. I might not stick you for my cousins over there. And I looked over there and I saw all of them dudes. I said, man, give me that plate. In fact, give me two. And I ate. The culture determines and dictates the reality. And if you don't know it, you are violating it unknowingly. There's a culture to wealth. There's a culture to health. There's a culture. Notice the word culture has the word cult in it. It's a ritual. It's a tradition. And if you are violating the rules of that tradition and that ritual, you're not going to be accepted into the cult. So wealth has rules and regulations to it, brother. Health has rules and regulations. You cannot eat more calories than you consume. I'm sorry, than you burn. That's the rules of health. The rules of health says that if you eat more calories than you burn, you gain weight. That is a social norm and a hidden code. You might want to know that if you want to be healthy. Well, wealth is no different. Wealth has this. This is the number one social norm and hidden code. Wealth. Your self-worth determines your net worth. So if you look in the mirror and you don't see nothing value in yourself, you would never have a dime. And it can't be fake. So what did I do? I went back in my brain and I found it. Every time I did something successful, hey, I won this job, I was successful, I got promoted. I went back to my Marine Corps days. Man, I got military promoted to every rank, so I can't be a loser. The Marines didn't think I was a loser. I went to Los Angeles, I went to New Mexico, I was the first black man hired in the history of the police department. The first black man hired. To my knowledge, to this day, the only black man. So obviously I can't be a loser. I can't be too bad. If they saw value in me, they hired me, they put me on their police department, obviously something. The house I'm living in right now, the dude told me, Negro, no. The car I'm driving right now, I had no credit and no job, and I drove off the lot in a brand new car. So obviously I've done a few things right. I got five beautiful children. I've done a few things right. So this is what I did to change my self-image. I only focus on the positive. I don't give a rip. So if I do something bad today, I forget it immediately. I don't do fear. I don't do condemnation. I do conviction, but not condemnation. Conviction elevates you. Condemnation depresses you. Condemnation says you're a loser and you can't change. Conviction says you make a mistake, God's going to help you do better. So I get convicted by the Holy Spirit. I'm no longer condemned by demons and devils. Now, you may condemn me, but thankfully, you're not in my head. So I choose my thoughts, and I choose thoughts of goodness. The Bible says, think on these things. So I read that scripture, and I didn't see nothing in there about condemnation. It says, think on these things. Whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are good, if there's any virtue, if there's any praise, think on these things. So I think on those things, and guess what it did? It changed my self-image. Now, did it take a while? Yes. I had over 50-plus years of negative thinking. So, yeah, it may take me a couple of years to get some positive thinking under my belt. And now, when I charge $5,000, I'm thinking, damn, maybe I should charge a little bit more. Because my shizmits work. I got two daughters up in Dallas right now. They're doing great. I got a son here in San Antonio, struggling, but he's doing good. I got another son in Austin. He's a freshman, that's a sophomore now, at Full Ride Scholarship at the University of Texas in Austin. Probably the biggest, best school in the freaking state. I got a young daughter now that's overcoming epilepsy, doing great in school. And I'm a loser? The devil is a liar. I don't think so. And neither are you. So stop believing them freaking wolf tickets. God don't make junk, brother. God don't make junk, sister. You are a royal priest. You are a holy man nation. You're made in the image and likeness of God. You can walk through the valley of shadow and death and you feel no evil. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. All who rise up against you shall fall. Take your place, brother. Take your place, sister. Carry yourself like royalty. Carry yourself like a king because you are one. God is the king of kings. Who are the other kings? You. Carry yourself like royalty because you are. Don't settle no more for lack of wealth, for lack of health, for lack of wisdom and poor relationships. I don't think so. Get out of this poverty, negative thinking. Don't put old wine in a new wineskin. And don't try to put new wine in an old wineskin. That bird don't hunt. Or that dog don't hunt. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to do a part two tomorrow because I need to make sure you understand the fermentation process. And we're going to break down the biblical process that it talks about in the book of Romans that says, be ye transformed, metamorpho. We're going to break down that one word, meta, because everything that changes goes through a metamorphosis. Now, as I've said on a plethora of shows, I'm closing with this. I challenge anybody to look up the definition of how does a caterpillar turn into a butterfly. Please. This is why I watched Doctor Strange last night, and I'm going to watch it again. I'm watch twice today. If you can understand what Doctor says in that movie, Doctor Strange, which I've been saying for 20 years now, and now it's in a Hollywood movie, so, hey, got to be right. They creating weapons. They controlling matter with their mind. Now, it was also in the Transformers movie, Programmable Matter and Programmable Mind. I mean, Programmable Matter. But what does that mean? Now, a caterpillar turns into a butterfly. A tadpole turns into a frog. How? So caterpillars turn into butterflies, and they go through a process. Now, this process that turns a worm-like larva into a beautiful butterfly, that is the secret to your transformation. Now, they go through this metamorphosis. And I've been saying it for years. I don't know how other to say it. It is a biological. Now, remember, we are biological, electrical, chemical beings. It is the ability to change in form from one stage to the next. Tomorrow, I'm going to say something that's going to really, 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 really be dangerous, because I'm going to explain this biological process that you got to go through that is based upon magic or witchcraft. Now, I know what you're thinking. I used to think the same thing. First time I heard it and broke it down, but when I applied it in my life and it worked, I was like, damn. But I didn't know, because they changed the definitions of the words, that the word magic is the word magnetic, and we live in an electric magnetic. So electricity and magnetism is two sides of the same coin. It is the tree of life of good and evil, two sides, one tree. What is light, electricity and magnetism? Magnetism is a magic net. The word magnetic is the word magic and the word net. We will break down the transformation according to what the Bible talks about when it tells us to be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if you can't do this, if you can't renew your mind, then there's no amount of willpower. This is Romans 12:2. There's no amount of luck. There's no amount of money. There's no reverend, no doctor, no bishop. There's no mother or no father. Nobody can help you. Because it says, don't conform to the pattern. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we got to be transformed the same way a great is transformed into alcohol is the same way a loser is transformed into a winner. We break it down tomorrow. My brothers, my sisters, I am the one and only Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. I ain't ashamed of it. I ain't apologizing for it. I'm walking in boldness. I got my chest stuck out. I'm not arrogant. I'm not cocky, but I got some righteous indignation. See, I got what Jesus got. Jesus left. He came back with dunamis power. They said, hey, isn't that the carpenter's son? Why does he speak with authority? Because Jesus went somewhere and he got some self-esteem. And I suggest you do the same thing, because that's what I'm doing. And may God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seize. firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.